your issue taken care of with the transmitter, and are you running the big 813 rig right now?
That is correct. I'm running the 813 rig, and I've got the screen supply solid, but we're still chasing some sort of a distortion issue in the modulator. You've probably been online on the air all day. There's been a few emails talking about it, but we'll nail it. We'll figure it out. But in the meantime, I wanted to just run down here in the shack and give you a call just so I could say that I put my name on your phone list here for the AM rally. So back to you, Bruce. This is W9JSW.
Very good. Actually, you and I worked yesterday, John, and it was in the course of that contact where you had the failure in the power supply. But yeah, you're putting in a good signal. Obviously, you're not as strong as either of us probably would like, because the band is clearly shifting at this point. But on the R390A, you're coming in about 60 dB carrier level, and the audio sounds quite good. The tonal balance sounds quite pleasing. So I'm glad to hear that you finally got that thing up on the air. And yes, I did take a look at the email thread earlier, going back and forth between you and Tom and Frank. And I did send you a message earlier as well about the recommended value for the DC blocking capacitor as part of the modulation reactor circuit. And I'm wondering, did you have a chance to take a look at that?
Yes, I did. In fact, I'm now running with just one microfarad of a blocking capacitor instead of running four. I had two microfarad units, and I originally had them set up with one. And then Frank and I were playing around trying to figure out where this distortion was coming from, and so I jumped it to two and then jumped it to four. But now I'm back to one. So based on your comments about ringing, I was hoping that I wasn't doing anything wrong by having too much. So I'm back down to one. On the Gates system that this iron came out of, a 2 microfarad capacitor. I have that capacitor in the line here. But it was setting at only 3K working volts. And so I decided to add another one in there and series with it so that I could get my working volts up a little higher. I always thought that that was a little close when that's the whole new system at 2,500 volts, and then they would wait for capacitors to 3K. That just didn't seem like enough headroom to me. So I'm actually sitting at about 5K headroom now, which I think is a more comfortable place for a modern loop. Back to you, Bruce. W2XR, W9JSW.
Kilo Tango 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I think I heard a braking station, but the braking station, you're off frequency. My frequency is 3873.00. So if you'd like to give us a call, please zero beat my transmitter. W9JSW from W2XR. Well, it sounds good. It really, really does. I can't hear any evidence of any kind of gross distortion or anything like that. I'm going to make an assumption here, and I'd like you to give me some guidance, but do you have any plans of maybe altering the audio frequency response, John? Maybe increase the presence rise a bit? Maybe increase the low frequency response just a shade below 100 hertz or so? Because at this point, I think you've got a good foundation for now playing with the audio processing. And I'm glad that you changed that value of the DC blocking capacitor. A lot of guys tend to think that more is better. And that's not necessarily true, obviously. And I am guilty of that same mode of thought on occasion as well. You notice that when I first built up this transmitter a number of years ago, I was using 4 microfarads for the DC blocking capacitor, and I was also using an electroengineering, probably very similar if not identical, modulation reactor out of a Gates BC1G, I think it was, and a modulation transformer out of a Gates BC1G. and you think that using a 4 microfarad DC blocking capacitor would only serve to improve the low frequency response of the transmitter. And I don't doubt that that's true. I'm sure that you get a little bit more low frequency response, assuming that the magnetics are not the limiting factor. But the Gates engineers, or any of the engineers that designed these transmitters, these were very, very smart people. And they knew that the combination of the modulation reactor, the modulation transformer, and the DC blocking capacitor, as I mentioned in the email, they form a very complex network. And you got to be really, really careful in what really amounts to a shunt feed or a parallel feed audio network. And too much capacitance will cause a problem. And that's why they selected 1 or 2 microfarad. I don't think I've ever seen a kilowatt class AM transmitter, John, use more than 2 microfarads. And even 1 microfarad, I think, is more than enough because, again, the impedance at that part of the circuit is actually quite high. And you can calculate what the capacitive reactance would be at that node of the circuit at 1 microfarad or 2 microfarad. And I'll bet you that even with 1 microfarad, you're probably good down to 10 or 20 hertz. So anyway, I'm glad you did that, and you certainly went in the right direction. That's for sure. But let me take a quick pause if there is a breaking station. And if there is, hopefully you were able to zero beat my carrier. This is W2XR. Yes, you're right on the frequency. The last time I checked, my name was Bruce.
Okay, good. I got that guy.
Okay, well, first of all, would you be kind enough to give me your name, your call, and your QTH? Okay, Mike, yeah, you went into a deep fade. Could you give me your call phonetically a couple of times so I can try to get it? Okay, I copied 100%. KT1F and W9JSW on the side from W2XR. Yeah, if I understand your question, if you have a 2-track tape, magnetic tape, 1/4-inch wide tape, and you record over it, there's a couple of ways to do it. Number one, with a 2-track system, assuming you've got independent erase for the erase head and for the record head, you can erase one of the tracks and re-record over it without ruining the recording that's already on the second track. But I think what you were saying is if you flip the tape over, you can't do that because with magnetic tape recording, you can only record on the oxide surface of the tape. You can't record on the opposite side of the tape, which is the backing of the tape, if that's clear.
A
Okay, I understand. The MPX-300, incidentally, is a classic, extremely high-quality machine. Is the MPX-300, is it a full-track mono? Is it half-track mono? Is it two-track stereo, or is it three-track?
It's a two-track. Quarter on one side of the page.
No, that's called half track. It's a the electronics with your Model 300, are they stereo or monaural? Alright, well, let me just establish the definitions here. A full track tape recording, full track, is the entire width of the quarter inch tape is recorded with only one channel, monaural. That's full track. And then there's what's called half track. And half track is monaural, but what you're doing is you're recording only essentially a little less than one half the width of the magnetic tape. And then at the end of the tape, you take the reel and you flip it over, and then you record on the other opposing side of the tape. That's called half track. And then two-track, which is classic stereo, two-track, at least in a professional tape recorder, two-track is track one and track two are recorded on the tape with no possibility of flipping the tape over and going in the opposite direction.
Okay, that explains it.
You're a big fan of the
Okay, Mike, incidentally, I have an MPX-300 as well, also a stereo two-track. It's a great, great, great machine. And what are you running for a transmitter, and can I get a signal and an audio report?
It sounds like you're running an FM station, 40 over 90.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that signal report. I really appreciate it. And you're more than welcome. And if you ever hear me on the radio, don't be bashful. It's nice to listen, but it's also nice to talk as well. So, again, I'm glad to be of help. And treasure that MPX 300. It's a great machine. And like I said, I have one here, too. I've had mine for about, 23, 24 years. But we'll let you run, and I'm going to pick up John, who is out in the 9th Call District, who's making the maiden voyage with his homebrew transmitter. So KT1S signed with W9JSW. This is W2XR. John, I forgot, where in the 9th Call District are you located? Uh-oh, W9JSW, do you copy? This is W2XR. I don't know what happened to John. W9JSW. Hold on one second here. W9JSW, I'll give you one more shot, John. This is Bruce, W2XR calling. Okay, was there another station in there? This is W2XR.
Yes, it's Carl, Sierra Foxtrot, Bravo Yankee, how copy?
I heard a K4 station in there. Could you come again, old man? I didn't quite get your call. Yeah, you're a little weak. Kilowatt Golf 4, Foxtrot something something. The call here is W2XR, and my name is Bruce, and we're in the town of Smithtown, Long Island, New York. Could you give me your call phonetically a couple of times, and I should be able to copy. Go ahead. Okay, I got it, but you're very weak. Kilowatt Golf 4, Foxtrot Bravo Yankee from W2XR. My name is Bruce, and we're in the town of Smithtown, Long Island, New York. And thank you for coming back to me, and I'm wondering if you're able to copy me reasonably well, but you're very, very weak. So this may strictly be a signal report and a QTH and a name type of QSO. Go ahead.
I've got some SWR problems. I'm going to try returning and coming back. Name here is Dave. And you are 5'9 plus 20 here in Virginia. QSL.
Okay, Dave, very good. Well, if you copied me 20 dB over S9, something may not be right. So I'm going to stick in here just for a little bit longer. I haven't had my supper yet, and my wife has been incredibly patient. But I think I may have heard another station in there as well. Was there another station calling? This is W2XR. Okay, I heard two stations from the first call district. There was a November 1 station. Why don't you go first, and then we'll pick up the other, I think it was a W1 station. The November 1 station, come again. It's W2XR. Okay, I copied you. It always helps when somebody puts a unmodulated carrier on frequency when you're transmitting, but I copied you. November 1 Tango Zulu Uniform from W2XR. You've got my name. And if you're competing in the AM rally, which I am, thanks very much for making contact here. Again, name is Bruce, QTH at Smithtown, Long Island, New York. And the rig here is Homebrew. I'm running a pair of 4-400As. A high-level plate and screen modulated by a pair of Class B. So give me your name and your QTH and a signal report and what you're running, and we'll make this thing legal for the books. N1TZU from W2XR. Thank you. Stand by, Robert. Somebody is transmitting an unmodulated carrier on frequency. All right, there we go. N1TZU from W2XR. Very good, Robert. I copied you in Brunswick, Maine, DX100. I'm going to give you a signaling port of 4x8, only because band is clearly starting to shift around here, and it was a little tough copying you on that last transmission. So I'm not going to hold it for two reasons. Number one, I'd like to go have supper, and there were a couple of other stations that were calling, and I'd like to give them a chance as well. So forgive the brevity of this QSO, and hopefully you and I will chat in the not-too-distant future. N1TZU, this is W2XR. Thank you, Robert. 73. N1TZU signed. This is W2XR. Who is the other station calling? There was a W1 station. Okay, W1 Alpha Delta Baker, W1ADB from W2XR. Well, thanks for coming back. My name is Bruce. We're in the town of Smithtown, Long Island, New York. And you're putting in a good signal. And I wonder how you copy me and what you're running and where you're located. And if you need me to let you know what I'm running here, we'll be happy to do so. W1ADB from W2XR.
You guys are going right over my head.
Very well done. What town in New Hampshire are you located in? Okay, I'm just getting you here in the log. Well, very good. Don, I appreciate you coming back. Thanks for the point here for the AM rally. And I think there was another station in there that was calling, and then I'm going to have to pull the big switch here. I've been on the radio since about 11:30 this morning. This is a fun contest for me, and I always look forward to it each year. W1ADB in Hampton, New Hampshire, from W2XR.
W2XR, station 4FBI.
Yeah, I heard another station calling. Go ahead from W2XR.
W2XR, SBY, Kilo Golf 4, Fox Bravo, Yankee.
Okay, there was like a mini pile up here. Guys, try to zero beat my transmitter frequency. Try to zero beat my transmitter frequency. I'm using a synchronous detector. And if you're off frequency, and especially if there's multiple stations calling, it just won't lock up. So try again, but again, transmit on my frequency.
Kilo Charles 4, Foxtrot Bravo Yankee.
Okay, I heard Dave in the KG4FBY, much stronger than the last time. Dave, go right ahead. Again, my name here is Bruce, and we're in Smithtown, Long Island, New York. KG4FBY from W2XR.
Thank you, Bruce, for giving me a second chance. I'm still playing with this antenna. It's one of those Cobra ultralights, and previous antenna, which was Carolina Wyndham, was much more forgiving as far as tuning goes. This one is a little bit picky, so when I first started to tell you I had the amp on, and I was like, oh crap, okay, I turned the amp up, and then you couldn't hear me. So I went and retuned, and I came back. Your audio sounds fantastic, and like I said, you are 5x9 plus 20 here in Virginia. You are effectively coming in on the sound of your antenna, so I'm not pointed at you. I'm here in Roanoke, Virginia. You are far?
I do, Dave. I copied you in Roanoke, Virginia. I guess that's in the southwest corner of the state. And your signal's actually quite good. I was able to pretty much copy 100% of your last transmission. And this antenna noticeably puts out a better signal than what you were running before. Thanks very much for the signal report and the audio report. I will give you a 5x8 inch of Long Island this evening, only because the band is clearly starting to stretch out at this point. But I think I'm going to stick around for maybe one or two more contacts, and then that's it. I think we're going to call this contest today one for the history books. It's been a long day, and I'm getting very, very hungry, and my wife has been very patient. So, Dave, thanks for coming back, pardon me, to my signal. And thank you for the contact for the AM rally. And I'm sure we'll have the good fortune of working you again soon.
Thank you for taking a minute to acknowledge me the second time around. And I've been looking to play with my hand a little bit more, but I know it's a little bit different than the sideband I'm used to working with. So anyway, it's good to have people like you, and certainly only company to do that are doing it quite well. So I've been listening for quite a while now, and definitely thank you for your help being so generous with your time. Don't keep waiting too much longer. You're lucky to have someone to make you dinner, so at least you can do is show up, right? Hey, have a good day, 73, KG4, FBY, clear with Whiskey 2, X-ray Romeo.
Very well stated there, Dave. And just out of curiosity, what are you running for a rig, could I ask?
I'm running a Yaesu FT-1000 and a LCR-30 microphone. I've kind of been out of it for a little while. I come and go, and I've been back for the last couple weeks getting everything back together and getting I just couldn't listen to you guys for like a half hour or so before I even attempted to jump in.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad you came back. And again, I'm glad that we were able to make the contact, and thanks for your patience. And again, I'm sure we'll hopefully have the good fortune of working each other in the not-too-distant future. KG4FBY signed. This is W2XR, Long Island, New York, and I'm going to stick around for maybe one more contact, guys, and then that's it. Give me a call. Yeah, the CWM station. Go ahead. This is W2XR.
Good evening, fellas and yourself have spoken about, you know, maybe with a 12-inch or 10-inch or what?
It's originally 60. It, it's
particular corner cabinet away, and I just wanted to let you know, in case you might know somebody who wants something like that. Over.
Okay, Richie. KC2CWM in East Iceland.
I know the area very well.
From W2XR. I would probably be interested myself.
Do you happen to know any of the details about it? Or we could, better yet, could you send me an email or could I send you an email and we could take it from there?
Well, yes. You know, whatever's easier. He's going to be moving within the next 4 to 5 weeks, so we have a little bit of time. He told me about this yesterday. I do not have the space for it. So, and he's like myself. You hate to see it's going to wind up in the street. I'm hoping it didn't happen already, to be honest. Give him a buzz and make sure that didn't happen. My email and a line, all our contacts in. He holds the money. I guess, you know, I can throw it in the back and take it away.
Yeah, we could easily handle that.
Let me give you... why don't you give me your email address, if you would, Richie? Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. That's R. Killian. Like the beat, okay? K-I-L-L-I-A-N. So, just like the beat, Killian's red, okay? That's R.
Okay, I'm going to read it back to you. I have R as in Romeo, dot, or period,
dot,
kilowatt, India, Lima, Lima, India, Alpha, November, 0428 at gmail.com.
I'm going to make sure I contact him tomorrow to make sure he still has it, number one. He only told me about it yesterday, so, you know, he's moving, so he's, you know how that goes. So, can't take everything.
No, I really, really appreciate this. I am looking for another one. It's interesting you mentioned this. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so it's R. Killian. There's no R. Dot Killian, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. What are you running for a rig there, Richie?
I have a Viking 1. And I'm listening. I'm running about 80, maybe 85 watts. I don't have to load real heavy. And, hopefully it sounds okay. And it's a microphone, is a B1 Behringer. W2IHY. Right into the front of the one, which has extensive mods in it. So, doing okay. Over.
You sound good. It actually sounds very, very good. A lot of QSB. You're probably noticing that on my signal as well. But what kind of a signal am I putting into East Islip, and how is the audio?
Well, you've been just beautiful. I've been sitting here on this Lafayette HA-63 little communications receiver. I've been here for hours, and I've been listening. You always sound good, and but you're at 10 right now. Nice flip over.
Very good, very, very good. Okay, well, look, I really appreciate you giving me the courtesy of knowing about this, and thanks for coming back. And I'm only going to stick around here for another couple of seconds. I'm going to give maybe some of the other stations an opportunity to work me for this AM rally contest. But I will send you an email. I don't know if it'll be tonight, but it'll certainly be sometime tomorrow, and we can take it from there.
Why, okay. What I'm going to do is a little bit of a text right now. I'm in construction. He also is but I'm going to drop him a text, and then I'll check my email tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. That's it, there. I mean, you know, I just hate to see stuff thrown out. In fact, I just been through this. I lost my parents and so I acquired some old stuff. Also, before I forget, a Viking reel to reel. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with, because you were talking about reel to reel. This is one of the so a Viking reel to reel. I guess that's the seven inch reels. You know, not as good as quality, I think, as you guys have been using, but not bad. There may be one of those available also.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd have any interest in that, but hey, you never know. It's better than going into the garbage, that's for sure.
Well, he's got this too. He's keeping one, and, you know, he wanted me to take the other one. I'm like, oh, I just don't have, you know, the space, really. Got rid of that yet or not, but if he didn't, it's probably going to be available. And also probably for free, because, you know, either you spend the time for someone to make a couple of dollars, or you just unload it to somebody. It is what it is. But okay, Bruce.
Thanks for the contact. I think you drive 40 minutes and see.
A lot less, 35. Tell you how long.
Okay, Richie. Yeah, a pleasure. You should have jumped in much, much earlier. We could have all joined in on the conversation. But thanks very much for reaching out to me again. I really appreciate it. And the bull is still there, and the bull is still green. And I don't think they ever had any plans of polishing it. So there you go. Okay, we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch again, either tonight or more probably tomorrow. But thanks for coming back. And I'm going to see if I can pick up maybe one or two more stations. And then I'm pulling the switch. KC2, CWM, this is W2XR.
WL7B.
KB1, DWC. 201, Fox 2.
Okay, I hear three stations in there, and let me pick up very quickly the WL7. It's an interesting call. I think it was WL7B. The other station, stand by. This is W2XR. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, WXR, WL7B, and good evening. Just came down and heard you talking. I see you say you're looking for another contact. I said, well, I'll give him another contact. And the name here is Bruce, Baker Radio United Charlie Easy, located in Bristol, Connecticut. Snowy Bristol. We got about 8-9 inches, I guess, on gravel today. I haven't done the driveway yet. I'm gonna do that in the morning instead. So, let's see. Running an Icon 7300, Commander 2500, and a Dipole. I guess that's what the exchange should be. But I may be wrong. So I wonder how my signal is. Back to you.
Okay, I'm working my namesake. My name is Bruce, too. Thanks for coming back here to me, Bruce. This is W2XR. We're in the town of Smithtown, Long Island, New York, 45 miles east of New York City on the north shore of Long Island. And I will need a signal report from you, too, if I could, sir. But you are coming in and close. You're about 80 dB carrier level on my R390A receiver. And the transmitter here, it's homebrew. I'm running a pair of 4-400As, plate modulated by a pair of Class B 833As. And again, the receiver's an R390A with a dipole antenna and 600-ohm open-wire transmission line. WL7B, this is W2XR.
Yeah, okay, Bruce. Not a good name. W2XR, WL7B. Don't work too many Bruces. This is a rarity. And let's see, a signal report. You're about, I would say a good 40 over this line here. I think we got a pretty straight shot. I'm in Bristol, Connecticut, home of ESPN, so pretty much kind of in the center of the state, I would say. And curious, what were you talking about? What does that guy have that he's throwing? I don't run it myself because I'm moving and I'm getting this stuff, but I'm just curious what he had.
Yeah, the gentleman was very kind to, he was listening into a QSO of several hours ago, where we were talking about different types of loudspeakers, and he has a what's called a corner enclosure loudspeaker, and it sounds like it would be a perfect mate to the one that we have in our living room.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen those before. Very nice. And I know we're planning on in the future we're moving to Arizona, so I haven't even. I haven't even gone up in that other attic yet, and I know I have a bunch of stereo speakers up there, bunch of old stereos too, and which I don't think I'm gonna be. I may bring one with me to Arizona, but I don't know. You know, today's technology, unless you got like a Macintosh or something like that, people don't like that. And, most of the time they're on, they got their Alexa like we do here, I know I got like a dozen turntables up there. I'm going to have to start bringing those and get rid of them because I picked up a lot of them. I put them in a tag sale and I'd see a turntable for cheap money, they're not great turntables, but they're not bad, and I may keep one of those, but the rest of them, the Kenwoods, Techniques, I can't even say it, but maybe I'll do that tomorrow, drag some of that stuff out. But I did sell my DX60 and HD10 VFO today, ship that off. Unless it costs me too much for shipping. If it's too much for shipping, I'm going to send the guy's money back because, it's got to go to the west. And sometimes it's not worth it, to ship it out there. I'd like to find somebody local to buy the thing, but the middle of the day. Well, Bruce, I just bunch of other guys calling you. I'll let you. I don't want to do my old geezer here because it is like a little contest. Say 73, so not nice making your acquaintance, and hopefully we'll talk again before I make the move here. So W2XR, WL7B, 73s, Bruce.
And a 73 to you too, Bruce. Well, thanks for coming back to me, and good luck with the move to a significantly warmer climb. I'm envious of you, that's for sure. All the best, and I'm sure that our paths will cross here on 75 meters on AM in the not-too-distant future. WL7B, this is W2XR.
73s, where are those other guys at?
KB1VW.
Okay, I heard a KB1. I think it was BWC. And I'm going to have to make this relatively quick because I have to be out of here by 9 o'clock or else I'm going to get divorced. KB1BWC, go ahead from W2XR. My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. We've spoken before. Call sign is Kilowatt Bravo and Victor, Whiskey Charlie, DWC. Name is Steve. I'm located in Falmouth, Massachusetts, out on Cape Cod. Hello, Bruce, W17B. I thought you already moved. No, not that much. Running a Heathkit Apache, running on a Heathkit Mohawk dipole antenna that right now is only up about 15 feet because there's so much snow on it and it's so heavy and not really loading very well. 7 inches of like cement snow out here right now on the
case. Back to you.
Eclipse corner cabinet or something you were talking about. W2XR, KB1VWC.
Okay, Steve. Yes, I remember our QSOs from the past. Very good. Good to hear you. We haven't spoken in quite a while, and the Apache is sounding good. And same thing with a matching Mohawk receiver, which you may remember from a previous QSO. I have the same setup. That was my very, very first amateur radio transmitter and receiver, even before I got my Novus, in anticipation of waiting for the license to come in the mail back in 1970. My dad lent me the money back in January of 1970 with the proviso that when I turn 16, you go and get a job and you pay me back. So good signal. And no, it's not a Klipshorn. I don't know what it is, but the gentleman was very kind to offer it to me, and I do need a mate for it for the living room. We have one just for Monoral for many, many years, so we'll see what happens. But I'm not going to hold it. In fact, I'll stick around because I think there was one other station calling. And I've been on the radio here since about 11:30 this morning, Steve, as part of the AM rally, and I've had the time of my life. KB1, Victor Whiskey Charlie from W2XR.
7-3-3. We'll talk to you later. 7-3. Have a great evening.
You too, Steve. Thank you again. And excuse the abruptness as I do have to get out of here. Otherwise, I could spend a lot of time chatting with you. We always have the most interesting contacts. So anyway, one more to go. This is W2XR listening for the AM contest.
Hey, Steve, go up to 85.
The Juliet Golf Station. Go ahead.
Juliet Golf, Juliet Alpha Yankee out of Shelton.
Okay, Jay, let me just get you in the log here. Okay, very good. KF1, Foxtrot Juliet Golf. I think I'm getting a little punchy. From W2XR, name here is Bruce. QTH is Smithtown, Long Island, New York. You're certainly 5x9 plus. And the transmitter here is Homebrew. It's a pair of 4-400As, plate modulated by a pair of 833As. Go ahead.
Okay, let's entertained and impressed with your array of vintage equipment. It looks like a museum up there. Let's hold it down. Add to the conversation other than just really appreciating what you're doing there. I'm a new man, 5 years and out of here, you know, newer commercial over-the-counter equipment, so
well, thanks very much, Jay. I really appreciate that. It's been a labor of love. What are you running for my log? Okay, very good. Stand by one moment, if you would. Here. Boy, you guys are lucky. Just check with my wife. I'll stick around for a little while longer. Okay, well, very good, Jay. Thanks for the contact. There were some other stations that were calling me as well, and I'd like to try to get them into the log book for the AM rally as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
W73J, thanks again for stopping by. K1FJG Sign, this is W2XR. Who are the other stations calling?
N2YCAT.
Okay, N2YKX. That call sounds familiar. Did we work yesterday? This is W2XR.
You know, I'm not sure if we did, but we have worked before. I'm over in North Fork. This is N2YKX. Name is Andrew. And we have worked before, though. You're over in Comac, I believe. And, so I lived in Smithtown over near where Giuseppe's is, and we moved over to North Fork about 2 years ago. So here I am, and I'm just, trying to get it. Logged into the AM rally, so I got about 24 logs for the whole time. That was a lot of fun. So back over to you, Bruce. W2XR N2YKX.
Yeah, we did work yesterday, so this would count as a duplicate for both of us. So could you and I maybe have a contact the next time? Because I'd like to try to work some stations, Andrew, that perhaps I haven't worked in the past. Not trying to be abrupt or rude or anything like that.
Oh, not at all. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow, I must have missed putting your call in. Sorry. Go ahead. I will talk to you soon.
Thanks very much, Andrew. I really appreciate that. N2YKX Sign, this is W2XR, and who are some of the other stations that we're calling? Okay, please make sure you're right on 3873 kilohertz, 3873.00 kilohertz, because I'm using a synchronous detector, and it takes a couple of seconds to look up if you're appreciably off frequency, and I just can't copy in a situation like that. So the station's calling, come again. This is W2XR. Okay, I heard Whiskey 2 Golf India Oscar, W2GIO. Thanks for coming back. The name here is Bruce. My QTH is Smithtown, Long Island, New York, and you're about a 5x9 on my R390A receiver. Go ahead. Well, very good, Frank. W2GIO in Fishkill, New York, from W2XR. Well, you're 5x9, and thanks for the report. And just trying to kind of wrap things up for the evening and try to get as many last-minute QSOs as I can for the rally. And apparently the rally ends tonight about 2 a.m. Eastern time. But the transmitter here is Homebrew. It's a pair of 4-400As, a high-level plate and screen modulated by a pair of Class B 833As. Go ahead. Thanks very much, Frank. Nice to make your acquaintance, and thanks very much for the contact and for the point for the AM rally. W2GIO sign. This is W2XR. Who else was in there? Go ahead. I heard a KC3 station in there. Very, very weak. Yeah, that's a possibility. You really don't know, but I didn't get the call. I heard you say it phonetically. Try giving it to me a couple of times again, if you would, sir, and give me your name and your QTH, too. Go ahead.
The name is Bob. The name is Bob. Bravo, Oscar, Bravo. Bravo, Oscar.
Okay, Bob, I think I got it. It was Kilowatt Charlie 3 Victor Oscar, KC3VO. Is that correct? Okay. I'd have to give you a signal report of about 4x8. Don't take it personally. The band is clearly starting to stretch out at this later hour. Otherwise, I'm sure I'd have no problems hearing you. But thanks for coming back to me, Bob, and thanks for the input on the closure. And we shall find out. And I'm glad I was able to get your call. What kind of a transmitter or what kind of equipment are you running down there? Okay, well, yeah, your carrier is not that strong, and the audio is not that prominent either, so that 50% modulation can explain a lot. Well, very good. Again, thanks for coming back. Good luck. Be well, and thank you very much for the contact as credit towards the AM rally. KC3VO, this is W2XR. Thank you very much, Bob. And who else was calling? This is W2XR.
W-A-C-W-N-Y, Whiskey Alpha 2, Long Island, New York.
I heard a WA2 station, Long Island, New York. Come again. This is W2XR. Okay, you got a good carrier, but the audio is rather low. Is the call Whiskey Alpha 2, Whiskey Yankee Yankee? Over. Yeah, your audio is way, way down. Can you turn up the audio to increase the percentage of modulation?
Try it there, WNY, try it.
Okay, it's a little bit better, but confirm the call for me. Is it Whiskey Alpha 2, Whiskey Yankee Yankee? And don't be so quick on the trigger, because I've got a lot of relays that have to open and close to put this rig on the air and to take it off as well.
Call time, WA2WNY.
Okay, I think I got it. It's Whiskey Alpha 2, Whiskey November Yankee. Whiskey Alpha 2, Whiskey November Yankee. What is your name, and where are you located, and what are you running for a rig?
Here's this rig. Here, Tyler Hotel.
Yeah, I'm having a really tough time. Give me your name again a couple of times, and give me your rig a couple of times. I copied you an islip. I'm in Smithtown, incidentally. Okay, TS-430. Well, very good. I can get your name in the on QRZ.com. I just am having a real tough time copying. Again, the carrier is not that weak, but the percentage of modulation is very, very weak. So thank you for coming by, and thanks for the points in the contest. WA2WNY, this is W2XR. Were there any other stations looking to make a contact for the AM rally? Give me a call. This is W2XR. We'll give it another couple of tries, and then that's it. Anybody else out there for the AM rally? This is W2XR, Smithtown, Long Island, New York. I can hear several stations in there, but unfortunately everybody is pretty weak at this time. Try again. This is W2XR. Just made a quick retune of the transmitter. This is W2XR, Long Island, New York, listening on 3873 for the AM rally. And I think that's it. It's been a lot of fun, made a lot of contacts, and the AM rally was a lot of fun. So that's it until next year. This is W2XR, Smithtown, Long Island, New York, off and clear, 73 to 1. Yeah, I heard I think it was a KW3 station in there. Come again. This is W2XR. Yeah, give me your call phonetically several times, my friend. I'm having a tough time copying you. Okay, I got it that time. Let me just get you down in the lot. KW3U from W2XR. Well, I was just ready to pull the big switch, and I'm glad you came back. Another contact for the AM rally. Name here is Bruce. We're in the town of Smithtown, Rhode Island, New York. We're about 45 miles east of New York City on the north shore of Long Island. And your audio is a little bit distorted. I don't know what you're running for a rig, but maybe it needs a bit of adjustment. If you could give me a signal report, your QTH and your name and what you're running for a rig for the log, I'd really appreciate it. For your log, the rig here is Homebrew. It's a pair of 4-400As, high-level plate and screen modulated by a pair of Class B 833As. And the receiver is an R390A with an outboard sync detector. KW3U, this is W2XR. Okay, I didn't catch your name or your QTH. Could you kindly give it to me again, please? You that time. Very, very good. KW3U in Matamoros, Pennsylvania. This is W2XR. I've been to Matamoros in the past. I've been to a ham fest maybe once or twice, and it was a number of years ago. I'm sure you're familiar with it, but I was able to copy you on the last transmission, and the audio does have some roughness to it, like something is being overdriven or something like that. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. But you are 5x9, 5x9 into Smithtown, Long Island, New York. And thank you for the nice signal report. Go ahead. Okay, thanks again for the contact, Jim, and good luck, and I'm sure you'll find out where there's that non-linearity in the transmitter. KW3U, this is W2XR, and is there another station that was calling me? Come again. I thought I heard a station in there. I'm going to stick around just for a little while longer, but I keep saying this, and somebody else pops in. But was there another station calling? This is W2XR, Long Island, New York. Yeah, I heard a Delta station in there, something, maybe Hotel Delta or something. and I think you're also way off frequency. If you can zero beat my carrier, and I'm transmitting at 3873.00 kilohertz, if you could zero beat my carrier, I'd really appreciate it. Go ahead. Okay, I copied November Echo 1, something Delta. Give it to me a couple of times phonetically, if you would. I got you that time. NH1HD, November Echo 1, Hotel Delta. From W2XR. Well, thanks for coming back. And thanks for the contact for the AM rally. The name here is Bruce. My catch station is Smithtown, Long Island, New York. And the rig here is Homebrew. It's a pair of 4-400As, high-level plate and screen modulated by a pair of Class B 833A directly hand try-ons. So a book copy of what's your name, where are you located, and what are you running? And I'll give you a signal report of a 5x8. 5x8. Go ahead. Good. I'm running an IC718 as well, but I'm using it strictly as a RF exciter to drive the grids of my pair of 4-400As and the final amplifier. So you're running low power, probably on the order of like 25 watts or so. And I didn't catch your name, and I did not copy the QTH. Go ahead.